I'd like to refer to a passage from John's Gospel, John chapter 10. It's on page 1282, if you have one of these Bibles. John chapter 10, I'm going to read from verse 7. Jesus therefore said again to them, "Verily, verily, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enter in by me, he shall be saved, and shall go in, and shall go out, and shall find pasture. The thief comes not but that he may steal and kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and might have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. But he who serves for wages and who is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf seizes them and scatters the sheep. Now he who serves for wages flees because he serves for wages and is not himself concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know those that are mine, and am known of those that are mine, as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." I'm going to skip to verse 27. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them life eternal, and they shall never perish, and no one shall seize them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can seize out of the hand of my Father. I and the Father are one." I want to speak to you tonight, dear friends, about the voice of the shepherd. The shepherd who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, of whom we've been reading. The shepherd and the sheep. It's a subject that's often referred to in the scriptures. And it's no surprise that the Lord Jesus uses the illustration of the shepherd and the sheep. It was consistent with what all the prophets had said as to him. And it's consistent with what we are like as sheep. And it's the prophet Isaiah that says, "All we like sheep have gone astray, everyone doing his own thing." It's a picture of what you and I are like. And the Lord Jesus presents himself in this chapter that we've read as the good shepherd. But I particularly want to speak to you tonight about his voice, the voice of the shepherd. And it's my desire that everyone here will have heard the voice of the shepherd speaking to them tonight. Not only do I want you to hear the voice of the shepherd, but I want you to know that voice, to be able to recognize it in your life, and that it becomes a force in your life, a driving force in your life, if you like, one that will lead you so that you can follow that voice. And so that's the third thing. I want you to hear, to know, and to follow the voice of my shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I trust with the Lord's help, I'll be able just to say a few words about this wonderful subject. It's difficult in a way for me to talk to you about the voice of the shepherd, because the shepherd isn't standing here next to me, and I'm certainly not the shepherd. It's not my voice that I want you to listen to. It's the voice of Jesus. Well, how can you hear his voice when he's not physically here in this room, when you can't physically touch him and see him? Well, sometimes we can feel the voice. We can know it in our lives. Yesterday, I wonder how many people thought about God in the storm yesterday, in those strong winds. We've had many storms recently, not only in this country, but in other countries too, very severe in America. Storms that far, far greater wind strength than yesterday, but storms that make people realize there is no power of man that can withstand the force of the weather. The only one who is in control of that is God himself. And you might wonder why he allows such powerful storms to hit the world in which we live. But he does so because it's his voice to us sometimes. He spoke to Job, you might remember, all those years ago, out of the whirlwind. He's often used severe storms to speak to his people. The disciples, when the Lord was here, were often buffeted by storms when out in their boats on the Sea of Galilee, for example. And they were frightened for their lives and fearful. And that's when they recognized the power of the Lord Jesus, their shepherd. He came to them one day in the middle of a storm, walking to them on the water. And they thought he was an apparition. But he spoke to them. Peter recognized who he was, and all the disciples recognized who he was. He entered the boat with them, and he calmed the waves, the winds, and the sea, and everything was at peace and calm. He completely stopped the storm right in the middle of its most fierce moment. Other times he was actually in the boat with them, and they had to wake him up. And again, he was able to stop the storm instantly. That's the greatness of the person of whom we're speaking about tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who is in full control of everything that happens on the earth. Sometimes tragedies happen. Sometimes the storms can take lives, as we well know. And these things are meant to speak to us. It's a voice to us. And it's one of the ways that sometimes we hear the voice of God speaking to us. But the shepherd's voice, I believe, is a soft, gentle voice. It reminds me of the prophet, Isaiah. And he was wanting to hear God's voice. And he thought it might be in a storm. He thought it might be in the fire. He thought it might be in something great and mighty. But it wasn't. It was in a soft, gentle voice that came to him, that God spoke to him. And I think that's the way the shepherd would speak to you and to me tonight. It would be a soft, gentle voice. And it's consistent, I think, with the way the shepherd cares for the sheep. A tender care. A care that recognizes that we are helpless and lost, and we need the care of a shepherd to guide us into the place of safety. We have here what the Lord says about the sheep and those that serve for wages, those that don't really love what they do, but they do it simply for money. It says of that those persons that they are not concerned themselves about the sheep. Well, that's not the one I want to speak to you about, because the Good Shepherd is indeed very concerned about you and about me. So much so that he has been prepared to lay down his life for us. And this is what he says. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So the voice, the soft, gentle voice to you tonight would be reminding you that Jesus has laid down his life for you, that he cares for you. He is concerned about you, and he wants you to know that he loves you and is concerned about you. And by way of demonstrating that love and concern, he is telling you that he is the Good Shepherd who has laid down his life for you. So he says, I know those that are mine. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? The Lord Jesus, he knows me. He knows you perfectly. And we sometimes don't know our own hearts. I mentioned how we are like sheep that go astray. We can see in our own lives how we do that. How we go try and do things our own way and get in a muddle. How we get lost. We find we get maybe trapped in things that we don't know how to get out of the circumstances and the situations that we get ourselves into. Jesus is concerned about these situations that we get ourselves into, and he wants us to follow him and hear his voice so that we might find these pastures that he speaks about. He says, "I am the door. If anyone enter in by me, he shall be saved and shall go in and shall go out and shall find pasture." So the voice of Jesus, you need to hear that voice that would call you. As you might be going astray, as you might be going your own way, Jesus, in his soft, gentle voice, would call you and turn you your attention to him. Have you heard the Saviour's voice? We sang in that hymn of the voice of Christ, the sinner's Saviour. He's now out of death. He did die for you. He shed his blood on the cross at Calvary. He completed a work which means that you can be saved. There is no doubt. I am the door. If anyone enter in by me, he shall be saved. The Lord Jesus was able to say that with absolute confidence because he knew that he was going to die upon the cross at Calvary. He knew that he would be shedding his blood, that he would lay down his life. He also knew that he would take it again, because that's where he is today, risen, ascended in heaven, the Saviour of sinners, seated at the Father's right hand, available to all that come to him tonight. And in that way of his, he is calling you. His voice is appealing to you afresh tonight to come to him. So I don't know how he might speak to you and call you. But sometimes we need a lot of reminders. It wasn't instant with me. It took a while. And I think in the Lord's, shall we say, persistent way, he sought me until he found me. And that's another feature of the shepherd. He will do that. The Lord speaks of it in his parables in Luke's gospel, of how there was a man with 100 sheep and he just lost one. And that shepherd went out and continued until he found it, searching and searching until he was able to find that sheep. You might be that one person in this room tonight who the Lord is seeking for and searching. And he will not cease until he has found you. Have you heard his voice? His appeal of love to you? Well, the shepherd in love is calling you again tonight. As I said, there's been many times that the prophets in the Old Testament referred to the illustration of shepherds and sheep. And I was looking a little, just while waiting before this occasion, looking at the chapter in Ezekiel, chapter 34. Don't need to turn to it. But there the prophet speaks to the people about the way that their shepherds were not looking after the children of Israel. The shepherds of Israel, woe to them, it says. They feed themselves. Shouldn't the shepherds feed the flock? Yet they eat the fat and etc. The Lord had to speak harshly to them. And then he said, but even I will both search for my sheep and tend them. He spoke prophetically through Ezekiel of the day the Lord would come as the good shepherd to find his sheep. And it's very touching what the prophet said all those years ago. He said, I will deliver them out of all the places whither they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land. And I will feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the watercourses and in all the habitable places of the country. And I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. And there they shall lie down in a good fold and in a fat pasture, and they shall feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will myself feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord Jehovah. I will seek the lost and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up the broken and will strengthen that which was sick. but I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment." What a prophetic word that was, and how the Lord fulfilled that prophecy in perfection in this section that we're reading in John's Gospel. And so his voice is calling, but the desire is that you might hear and that you might come to know him. And so I want you to think about that for a little while, knowing the voice of Jesus. It's one thing to hear his voice, but it's another thing to know it and to know the person himself. And that's really what the gospel is to bring you into, a relationship with this glorious person, the Good Shepherd. Not just to have heard him call you, but to get to know him, to know that voice and know it as a reality in your life. A constant voice, a soft, gentle voice that is with you for the rest of your life here until he takes you to be with him. And so he says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them." Well, that's the first thing to note about knowing the voice of Jesus, that he knows you long before you know him. And that's a wonderful truth that you'll find again and again in your Christian life. Long before the world was founded, the Father has set his heart on blessing you. I can say that with all certainty in relation to myself. I trust that everyone here will come to know the Father's love in the same way. For the Good Shepherd speaks of his Father, "My Father, who has given them to me," and referring to the sheep, he said, "is greater than all, and no one can seize out of the hand of my Father." What a wonderful thing the Lord Jesus wants to bring you into. Not just to know him, but also to know his Father too. And that's the way that he works. But he says, "I know them, and they follow me, and I give them life eternal." What a wonderful relationship the Lord Jesus wants to establish between you and himself. And it's all based upon him and his soft, gentle voice calling you, that you become to recognize that voice, that you know it and can respond to it and follow him. And that's really what he's looking for. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." It says earlier, "I am the good shepherd, and I know those that are mine, and am known of those that are mine." That's what the Lord Jesus wants to establish in your life, is that relationship, that link that you can have with him. And it comes through hearing his voice and knowing his voice and following his voice. So it says that "I give them life eternal." That's what Jesus has in mind for you. How can he do that? Well, he's been into death. He's dealt with everything that would prevent you having life in the presence of God. He's removed sin, taken away the sin of the world. But more importantly, has he removed your sins, the things that keep you from God, that will forever banish you from the presence of God? Have they been dealt with? Well, Jesus has the power to deal with it because of what he has done. He's taken away the sin of the world. He's in his body. He's borne my sins on the cross at Calvary. If you put your trust in Jesus, you can know that same, have that same knowledge that your sins are forgiven, have been washed away by all that Jesus has done. He's now risen and ascended. He's now able to impart something of this life that is in himself, eternal life. It can be your portion too. Even in the day in which we live, it will be an eternal reality in the day to come. But it can be something that you can have. "I give them life eternal," he says, "and they shall never perish." We often think of eternal life being associated with not perishing. But it's more than that, because it's something we can enjoy even now. It's not just for the eternal day. And we often think that it's something, this eternal condition is just something that believers enjoy. But no, the unbelievers will have an eternal life, but it will be banished from the presence of God. It will be eternal punishment, an eternal existence in hell, in the burning flames of hell. What a terrible prospect that is for those whose sins are not dealt with. What a prospect. Something that strikes terror into my heart when I think about it. Something that brings an urgency to the gospel message. Because that could be your portion if you don't listen to the voice of Jesus tonight and don't heed it and don't follow him and don't receive this life eternal that would be is a free gift to all those that believe. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And that's upon those that believe. Well, the Lord Jesus would plead with you tonight in that soft, gentle voice. May you hear it. May you come to know it as a force in your life, a voice that you can constantly turn to. The sheep, it says, hear my voice. It's something that they do all the time. So in reality, of course, that's how the shepherds and the sheep, how they existed in the day that we're reading of. About 2,000 years ago, the shepherd would lead the sheep. they would focus their attention on the shepherd because they knew that was the only way of safety, the only way to find food and rest and pasture. It was only by following the shepherd. So they were very attentive. They also knew that the shepherd was the one that protected them at night. So when they were kept in their pen, it would be the shepherd that would lie across the doorway, the gateway into the fold where the sheep were kept. It was the shepherd that preserved them. Their whole existence depended upon the shepherd being there. And that is true of the believer too. Our whole life depends upon the Lord Jesus being there, being an attention being focused upon him, to hear his voice, to follow him, to know where he is and what he is doing and how he is leading and guiding us in our lives. Well, it's something that was just laid upon me to share with you tonight. The voice of the shepherd. Are we hearing it? Is it a daily thing with us? Are we in touch with the shepherd day by day? Do you know him? Is he the one that you have come to realize is the good shepherd who has laid down his life for you? Have you come to know him as the one who is concerned about you, who loves you and has given his life for you? Are you following him day by day? And are you enjoying this life eternal that he has for you? The things that Jesus has are the things that abide forever. His word abides forever. His love will always bask in the sunshine of the love of the Lord Jesus. It's something that will never go away. You and I often stray from it and get away, but that's because we are like sheep that go astray. But the secret is knowing the voice of Jesus, hearing it, hearkening it to it, and following it. May we know the infinite joy of doing that, the peace, the food, and all that is available to us, as depicted in this illustration of the shepherd and the sheep. May we know the good shepherd in all his love for us, his voice, and his concern for us, for his name's sake. Amen.